The Left Show is not intended for youngsters. It's not intended for the sensitive. It's certainly not intended for right-wingers. Use your own discretion. Awful sweary.
And now...
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Again?
Rocking up my sleeve. Presto! No doubt about it. I gotta get another hat.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
You know who the best-looking person sitting up there was? Who was it with the cowboy hat?
No, J.M. Bell.
J.M. Bell. Mm-hmm. I don't know who that is.
He hosts a podcast.
Well, he was good-looking.
You pompous, stuck-up, snot-nosed, giant, twerp, scumbag, fuck-face, dickhead, asshole!
You're listening to the world's greatest political podcast, The Left Show. This is our 629th episode. 629.
Ooh, that's a lot.
Joining me today, JC.
Hello.
And Taylor.
Hi.
Taylor's back. Yay.
I was here last week.
Well, you were here last week, but
I
you
cried.
Weren't here last week. You did. I made you cry, and I feel awful about that all week.
I do it all the time.
Well, I understand that you're practicing and getting good at it, and you're going to go pro at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But still, I still felt bad.
Oh, okay.
That's all. Hi, big week. There's something happening as we record that's going to make the show feel a little out of date when it drops in a few hours. The Republicans have put together a spending plan and are sort of live pitching that right now. Basically, it's $885 billion for defense. It's $779 billion for domestic spending, which is a cut of almost, I believe, $18 billion there. And $10 billion of that is coming out of the funds that were going to hire IRS agents to go after rich people who aren't paying their taxes. And are currently, it shows that 85 billionaires in America have offshored and are holding $31 trillion, if I'm recalling this right, of untaxed income.
Seems right.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yep. So, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen this year. It's an important year for voting, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
You've got age fatigue at Biden, and that seems to be the only semi-legitimate argument against his reelection is that he's old. But he has a vice president who is not old. You know?
And it's awesome.
To a point.
I mean, we haven't seen as much of her as we saw of, say, Biden when he was vice president to Obama. And definitely, funny enough, as much of a media whore that Trump is, it's funny that we saw so much of Pence or got so much news about Pence as well.
Yeah.
So
Kamala, she's
just off doing her thing. You know, if she does something newsworthy, it gets mentioned and then that's it.
Barely.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's off doing, she does a lot of shit. I mean, she is
She works her ass off, so.
Yeah, she's constantly in motion, but everybody's too busy talking about polling and age to talk about issues and activities.
Here's the thing, kids. I caught something this morning as I was walking through the room because I guess my wife had been watching the morning news on Fox 13, which after on Sundays it turns into the Fox Sunday News, which is basically Fox News for everyone, you know, that you can get without a cable subscription. And as I was walking through, I saw the speaker, the current speaker, Mr. Anonymous, standing there saying, well, I foresee us having a Republican president and a Republican Senate and a Republican House. And I thought, and you'll do nothing for 2 years.
Or just bad things.
You'll do not a damn thing. And here's the thing. If that terrifies you, if you see just how you've got to understand just how close we are to authoritarianism in this country, meaning a dictatorship, meaning everything is in the power of one guy, and that guy would be Donald fucking Trump.
Maybe.
If they have their way. And
he's just awfully optimistic, yeah, is what it is.
Well, they're all very optimistic, but I'm like, if you want to prevent that, hold your nose, vote for Biden, and then vote down the ticket. Don't skip voting just because you don't like Biden, or you don't want to vote because you don't like the choices for president. You got to vote for your congressman. You got to vote for your senator. You got to vote down, all the way down to the fucking municipal guys running, or this country gets handed over to the dipshits.
I'm still registered as a Republican.
Oh,
I keep getting texts and writing back, yeah, ew, stop.
You stop.
Someone called me to do a poll about it too, and then we were halfway through.
Who's running independently? I can't remember who it was. Was it Kennedy? I might have gotten Kennedy stuff, and I was like, "Ooh, stop."
It was. Where were you?
I have no idea what I was saying.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
So let's do a little news. Green Day popped up last weekend. Mm-hmm. Do a little bit of the Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve.
Yep.
They made a minor change in a lyric. If you guys haven't heard this by now, the only reason I'm just putting it out there is because it gives me the smiles.
It's silly. Uh-huh.
But he changed a lyric in the song American Idiot to read, I'm not part of this MAGA agenda.
Yep.
And the MAGA folks went a little batshit crazy about it.
They just didn't know it was about them the whole time.
Yeah. Much like as JC will tell us on tomorrow's comic book show, it's like when they found out that Rage Against the Machine, that they were the machine.
Wait till they hear about the Punisher.
I heard the MAGA agenda thing. I thought it was hilarious. And then I heard about all of that.
I really like that these people that are like, I am an original. I'm a punk. And this is disgusting. It's like, baby, no.
No.
You're not.
No. The original line was, I'm not part of a redneck agenda. Yeah. So who the fuck did you think they were talking about?
Well, I ain't a redneck. I ain't banged my sister since I was a teenager.
That's right.
That means I'm no redneck no more. It's something like that.
Yeah. I remember in Scotland, that one time, I always say this, is when I walked down a dark alley and there's just a spray painting of George Bush's face. Said, worst president ever. And I'm like, yeah.
That's a good one.
And now it's like, oh.
Yeah. So, good job, gang, with the Green Day. I remember still to this day, my roommate Joey, when I was living out in Denver, in the very early 90s, went out to San Francisco, caught a Green Day show, and bought their handmade cassette tapes that they were selling as merch.
Oh, yeah.
Before they got big. Yeah. And I mean, they came back really excited about Green Day. And I, having not been invited on that trip, not as excited. But, mm-hmm, you know, now that time has passed and the wound has healed over a little bit, a little itchy still, you know, I like the Green Day. I do. I like, what's his name? The lead singer is
Billy Joe
Armstrong.
Mm-hmm.
I like him. I like him a lot.
He doesn't look any different than he did in the 90s, by the way.
Nope.
I don't know.
He's got a little more neck.
Yeah.
I don't know what surgeon he's got, but he still looks like he's in his 20s or 30s.
It's called trauma.
Yeah.
Probably he didn't think he was going to live past. What's the age that rock stars die?
27.
He thought he wouldn't live past that age.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad he did.
Yeah.
Just if for no other reason than to upset the MAGA base, which is kind of funny.
Well, yeah, when you listen to American Idiot, after all the two great protest songs that are on there, there's just this delightful, I mean, not delightful, but basically the song is about him. All the music is about him and about how he was pretty much close to ending it multiple times.
Yeah.
And it talked about addiction and everything. And, yeah, he was, so yeah, he didn't expect Taylor's right. He didn't expect to live past 27. He expected to be a member of the 27 Club. And so it's almost like he get this great protest album. And at the same time, he's like, God damn it. I made it past 27.
I don't think he was God damn it.
Yeah.
I think he just thought like, fuck, I'm going to not live that long.
Yeah. I didn't think I was going to live past my 20s and did my best not to. Now I'm in my 50s and I'm like, oh, I should have taken better care of myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everything hurts. We're going to talk about some of that a little later in the show. Whereas now we're going to just jump into our General Lee and head to Lexington, Kentucky.
Yeehaw!
Former county clerk Kim Davis. Remember her?
Mm-hmm.
Kim Davis, when the marriage equality thing made it through the Supreme Court and everybody started doing it, she refused to put out licenses in Kentucky to same-sex couples. So
yes.
Now she's been ordered by the court to pay $260,104 in fees and expenses to attorneys who represented one couple, according to the ruling. That's in addition to $100,000 in damages a jury said the former county clerk should pay the couple who sued. Attorneys for Davis had argued that the fees and costs sought by the attorneys were excessive.
So was not giving them a license.
I don't know. Go spend 5 minutes figuring out how much money's being spent on Trump lawyers until he stops.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
LOL, him paying his lawyers.
Yeah, no doubt. But yeah, so the district judge, David L. Bunning, disagreed and said she must pay since the men prevailed in their lawsuit. That's sort of how these things work. Fuck around, find out.
Mm-hmm.
She had international attention when she was briefly jailed in 2015 over her refusal, which she based on her belief that marriage should only be between a man and a woman, or a man and whatever she is. And... she was released only after her staff issued the licenses on her behalf, but removed her name from the form. Kentucky State Legislature later enacted a law removing the names of all county clerks from state marriage licenses.
So you don't have to feel guilty.
Enjoy paying that on your $0 salary, babe.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. She was voted out the next time around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tesla. Tesla was making some big, bold claims lately, or forever.
How big do you think his dick is?
Oh, it's
not gotta
micro.
Be big. Yeah,
we're talking like
micro,
Hitler small.
Yeah,
is my guess. Mm-hmm. But yeah, bold claims on range and full self-driving, and now they are walking that back a little bit.
Yeah,
according to the article. Teslas have always sounded a little too good to be true when Elon Musk is in the doghouse again for his latest expression of free speech. Seems Tesla can't drive as far as once claimed. They still don't drive themselves. Tesla slashed range estimates for its Model Y long range and performance models by 6% this last week, according to Electrek. Musk's electric car company also issued a software update to 1.6 million vehicles in China on Friday, reminding drivers that they still have to pay attention while the autopilot is enabled.
I've actually seen people stop paying attention while their auto drive is on.
I do not
like,
have that
just
kind
sitting
of faith.
There like full on texting, not looking at the road. I'm just like, you're going to kill someone.
Yep. And or yourself.
Hopefully themselves.
But yeah,
the range thing cracked me up. I think we talked about it a while ago where they were the computer said you were within your charge. You were supposed to go so many miles, right? And the computer was basically showing those miles. And what the drivers were doing is they mapped it out on Google Maps or something and got the mileage. And it wasn't even fucking close. It was 100 miles off in most cases. So he basically had them fuck with the computer program to make it look like his claims were true. And when he got caught on it, he's like, oh, well, maybe it's not that true.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's different. I don't think it's as bad as what Volkswagen did when they programmed all their computers to spit out false numbers during DMV checks.
Yeah.
And that was on both mileage and emissions, and they got caught pretty fucking quick. You know, and then on this one, so let's see. California DMV, currently in a legal battle with Musk over bold marketing claims about Tesla's full self-driving capability, despite the cars requiring driver supervision and autopilot mode. DMV accuses Tesla of fraud, whereas Musk calls the exaggerated claim free speech.
Okay.
Yeah, I lied. I can lie anytime I want.
It's free speech if I lie.
And then, finally, if for the A block, Mark Cuban is a confusing billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is a right-wing ass clown, but then he's doing the pharmacy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which I fucking love.
Right.
And right. And it seems that while not a full rain, R-A-I-N, of trickle-down economics, he still does not bad things. And so he informed the Dallas Mavericks employees that the team will pay out a total of more than $35 million in bonuses following the billionaire's sale of his majority stake in the franchise. So he's selling it, he's making money off it, and he's going to give $35 million of that to the people in the organization that were running the organization, basically, while he owned it. That's fucking nuts.
He's a nice guy. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Yeah, it's weird. I wish he voted better, but, you know, he doesn't like Trump, so that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we shouldn't... there's no reason to follow a celebrity on anybody they vote for, because they're all fucking dinks.
Yep. Dinks. It's a word should be used more.
Yes.
As a thank you for all your hard work making the Mavs an amazing organization, each of you will be receiving a bonus from myself and the Adelson and Dumont families, Cuban said in a letter to the employees. In total, we'll be paying out approximately 35 plus million dollars in bonuses to you all. To calculate your bonus, we used a framework that took into consider how long you've worked for the Mavs. You'll receive your bonus in the very near future. I'm excited to continue our work making the Mavs the best franchise in all of sports. Basketball?
Yes.
Okay. All of sports. No thanks. That would be Arsenal.
Swansea for life.
Crickets. I gotta get a crickets noise. That's what I need.
Swansea.
Yeah.
All right, look, we're going to take a little break and we get back on the other side. Instead of this fun news, we're going to have some fascist news. Ooh. Won't that be fun?
No.
Yay.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey folks, Jeff here.
And Taylor.
And Tiffany.
I just wanted to talk to you for a second about Patreon. At Patreon, you get special content every week that we record. We do a show on Patreon just for you, the listener. Now, what do we get in exchange for that? Cash money.
We're not rappers. I don't know what to do that. Cash money. Money rules everything around us.
It really does. It absolutely does. Including the cost to host these shows. That's all this pays for. We don't do anything else fun with it because we still don't make enough in Patreon to cover the cost of hosting the show. So why don't you join us? It's a lot of fun. We're a little more inappropriate. We're a little more ribald. We're a little more risible.
Sometimes we're a little more high.
Yes.
Definitely more high.
Definitely more high. So join us over at patreon.com/defenmedia. Patreon.com D-E-F-E-N media.
You are still listening to The Left Show. All right, then. Here's some more of that, I suppose.
You guys do any resolutions?
No.
This year?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, what's yours?
I need to lose 100 pounds this year.
Okay.
And I need to lose about half of that. I'd like to lose half of that before I go to Scotland so I can get my kilt on without having to struggle and be comfortable in it.
I have faith in you.
Yes. But 100 pounds is the goal for the full year, which is doable. And boy, do I have it to lose. So yeah, I'm just walking my ass off and trying to get it done.
Mine is diet. We're going to talk about exercise in the C block, but It's like I'm fine all fucking day, and then I just lose my goddamn mind at night.
Mm.
You know, I don't eat candy at work. I have a V8 instead. You know, that's worked out well. I mean, I'm down 28 pounds, which is nice. I just that's can't. Good. I don't feel like I look any different. It's just that my clothes are uncomfortable now. So, you know, I'd like to take off another 40, maybe 45, see where that ends up. But yeah, it's, I am about 10 pounds away from my 30-year-old weight, and I'd like to get down to my mid-20s weight of about 240, you know, because, so
muscles.
That's what I'm working on.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to get below 200. That's a bit of a slog, but I'm going to get there.
I believe in me.
I don't have resolutions. I did write down 12 things that I would like to happen this year.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Anything fun?
No.
Oh.
I mean, like travel with Della, take her places.
Yeah.
Get a job.
Ah.
Just stuff like that. And then she drew her New Year's goals, which is going to the park more. So she drew a little playground. And then she wants to go to Hawaii and Portland. So she drew an airplane and wrote those.
Okay.
And then made up the airplane name. Like,
what's the name of the airplane?
Whale Boas or something. I'll show you. But it's really cute. And so she just made her two little goals and that's what we did.
I like that she wants to go to Portland.
Her best friend lives there.
Yeah.
And my best friend lives there. And my other best friend lives in Hawaii.
Yeah.
So.
Aww.
So it was, that's where she wants to go because she heard me talk about Hawaii one time.
Oh,
and then
that's adorable.
Now she wants to go.
The audio medium. Isn't that fun?
Barely see it.
She couldn't figure out.
A little too blurry.
She's like, I can't draw a plane. So I pulled one up on just like a picture of one.
Yeah.
Like an art one. And she drew it.
Goddamn. That's not bad.
Yeah. She was really excited. I laminated it so she couldn't ruin it.
That's good. That's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have much this year. Looking for a new job. Desperately. I've put out 228 resumes in the last, since the week before Christmas. I've gotten 80 some odd rejections back. Most of those are based on I'm overqualified for the jobs I'm asking for. I can't dumb down my resume anymore without
looking like you don't have any experience.
No, it'd be fraud. You know, at that point, I dumb it down anymore, and it's just going to be a lie. And I've done that before. I've lied on resumes before. We all have. That's what they're for, you know. But,
yeah.
I mean, I am flexing all the goddamn tools, too, and what it comes down to is age, as far as I can figure out, you know. Because that's it. I'm only applying to stuff that says how much it pays.
Yeah.
You know,
I do that. Yeah.
And I'm if it's like 60 to 90, I put it at 75 right in the middle when there's like, what are you asking for? You know, so it's always right in the middle. It's not always at the top dollar and it's not at the bottom dollar. So they know I'm, you know, not a cheap whore. I'm just a moderately priced one.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I don't know. I don't know.
We'll find a job. We'll find jobs.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I love what I'm doing. It pays about half of what I need to make my monthly nut. And I can't keep doing that to myself. I'm tired. I've been in survival mode for what, fucking years now? Since about the time I got married is when things went apeshit. And I have been since 2002, I've been on one vacation.
Oh, wow.
And that was taking the kids to Disneyland. That's it. That is what I've done. I don't go anywhere. I don't do anything. All I do is fucking work. And it occurs to me, I'm getting old. I probably ought to do something fun before it's all gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, you should.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, that's as close as I can get to a New Year's resolution. It's basically like, quit fucking killing yourself for other people to make a shitload of money. You know?
That's why we have goals and not resolutions.
Yeah.
Life's too short to live someone else's dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I've been doing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it's the, you're lucky to have a job. Well, yeah, I am.
But that doesn't mean anything.
That doesn't mean I got to be miserable.
Yep. And I always say, well, no, you're lucky to have me. I'm here knocking it out, and you're lucky to have me. So
honestly, any reasonably well-educated monkey could do my fucking job. Not the way I do it, but it could get done. The mechanical functions of it are pretty fucking simple. So, but you know what? I used to say that about baristas. I'm like, any idiot can make a fucking cappuccino. Turns out, no, they cannot.
That's not true.
Yeah. Yeah, you actually have to have a little skill back behind the bar.
Yep.
That's why Starbucks is full of super automated espresso machines now, which is just should be embarrassing. It should just be embarrassing. But they're not, because they have no shame. So speaking of having no shame, former GOP lawmaker Adam Kinzinger has revealed new details about Donald Trump's alleged bad smell, claiming that he reeks of a combination of several unsavory scents, including armpits, ketchup, and ass.
Are we surprised?
No. Speaking on the Midas Touch Network on Thursday, Kinzinger reignited the claims around the former president's, quote, not good, end quote, smell, and launched into a lengthy description of it. It's not good. The best way to describe it, take armpits, ketchup, and butt, and makeup, and put that all in a blender and bottle it as a cologne. Said Kinzinger. He says that's kind of that. I've been amazed that everybody is just kind of learning about this now. Claims around the former president's alleged odor erupted last week when the former Illinois Republican representative tweeted, "I'm genuinely surprised how people close to Trump haven't talked about the odor. It's truly something to behold. Wear a mask if you can." So a Trump spokesperson told The Independent at the time, Adam Kinzinger farted on live TV and is an unemployed fraud.
Okay.
They added he has disgraced his country and disrespects everyone around him because he is a sad individual who is mad about how his miserable life has turned out.
Did Trump write that?
If not, he dictated it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whiffs of definitely, the alleged permeated it, social media.
Trump noise there with the, oh, he's sad. Yeah.
Yeah. Whiffs of the allegation permeated social media. If you catch the little joke they put in there. The hashtag Trump smells bad is trending on Twitter. One user posted a parody video of Trump loyalist Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene putting up a poster that read, "Trump smells, but not as bad as I do." Another posted a fake video of Trump holding up a T-shirt that reads, "I stink," with his mugshot on it, suggesting it could be a last-minute stocking stuffer. Fine. Another user pointed out that a 1988 Spy magazine entry referred to the real estate mogul as Donald Stinky Trump.
That's not that good.
1988. He's been stinky since the 80s.
Well.
The Lincoln Project, an anti-Trump PAC, then also seized on the opportunity to release a foul ad with the caption, "Is that you, Donald? Hashtag Trump smells." You know, so
this is the most childish thing that they like could happen, but it's so funny.
It is cracking me up. The ad begins with scenes of dumps, waste, and poop with flies swarming around it and is punctuated by a chorus of coughs, sniffles, and vomiting. The video then shows garbage being picked up and piled on the streets of New York. Then, while featuring the facade of Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue, a reporter's voice booms, claiming the former president smells bad. Comedian Kathy Griffin can then be heard saying, "The Donald has a distinct smell. It's like body odor with a scented makeup product." While showing other smelly products like moldy cheese, someone can be heard sniffing before saying, "Ooh, Donald, is that you?" The ad is called Limburger.
Nice.
That is nice. That cracks me up. Makes me feel bad for anybody that has to work with him. Makes me feel bad, even worse, for Stormy Daniels.
I feel no, like, they deserve a stinky person.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm. They chose where they are.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
But speaking of stinky things that Trump has done, it turns out that he's received millions of dollars from former governments when he was president. House Democrats released evidence that he took in at least $7.8 million from foreign entities while in office, engaging the kind of conduct the GOP is grasping to pin
on President Biden.
On President Biden.
Yeah.
Donald Trump's businesses received at least $7.8 billion from 20 foreign governments during his presidency, mostly from China. Like, China was the only one in millions. Everybody else was hundreds of thousands.
Communist China.
Communist China. China.
Like, I know China. This is bad, but it's also sad that he only got $7.8 million. Like, he should be a little embarrassed about that.
Especially
well,
with
he got $7.8 billion. Ask what his kids got who are running his company.
$2 billion that Kushner got from the Saudis. Mm-hmm. He got $630 million that went to Ivanka.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, basically, so he's just not good as good at the graft as his kids are.
He was hiding. He was trying to avoid too much grifting while he was president. He was busy grifting the American people, let alone, you know, to grift other countries.
Yeah. The transactions detailed in a 156-page report called White House for Sale.
Nice.
Was produced by Democrats on the House Oversight Committee, offer concrete evidence that the former president engaged in the kind of conduct that House Republicans have labored unsuccessfully to prove that President Biden did as they worked to build an impeachment case against him. Just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It's just absolutely ridiculous. So during a speech in Iowa, Trump told Iowans to get over a school shooting that had just happened a couple days earlier. Yeah, he told voters in Iowa to get over school shootings. Just days after a sixth grader was gunned down on the first day back at school. Trump was at a campaign event in the state of Iowa just days before the first caucuses and decided that people just, quote, have to get over it, end quote. The speech was held at the Sioux Center, and Trump gave his typical rambling, insane, drunk uncle type speech. But the gun comment really was despicable. He did start his rambling comments by saying that it was terrible and horrible, but then he said, everyone just has to get over it. Everyone has to get over it.
He should get over a lot of things.
You know,
I'm so happy to words for this.
Yeah.
I just, and it's going to fall on deaf ears. I mean, it just, okay.
Yeah. You know, Donald Trump told the mothers who just lost their children yesterday and fathers, don't be a dick.
Yeah.
Liberal Lisa. From a school shooting in Iowa to just get over it. Meanwhile, he's still rambling on for the last 3 years straight about how he lost the 2020 election. Maybe he's the one who should get the fuck over it.
Yep.
That's a good finish on that, Liberal Lisa. But, you know, there's dads in the world that give a shit about their kids. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard all about them.
I know one personally.
I do. One House Republican has let it be known that he's against a border security deal even before senators hash it out because it would help Joe Biden's approval numbers. We always knew that the issues at the border were raised only when it was politically convenient for Republicans, but now Texas Representative Troy Nehls said the quiet part out loud. Let me tell you, I'm not willing to do too damn much right now to help a Democrat and to help Joe Biden's approval rating. I will not help the Democrats try to improve this nation's dismal approval ratings. I'm not going to do it. Why would I? Chuck Schumer has had H.R. 2 on his desk since July, and he did nothing with it. Nellis already knows that H.R. 2 got zero Democratic votes when it passed the House last year. Mm-hmm. So he's going to have to learn how to negotiate. But the Business Insider reports the border security and immigration have emerged as a weak spot for Biden, with just 38% of respondents in one recent poll saying they approved of his handling of immigration. So the first time that that Nels has seemed to say the quiet part out loud, the Texas Republican and ally of Donald Trump told USA Today in December that he wanted to give Trump, quote, a little bit of ammo to fire back by impeaching Biden. Over 60 House Republicans traveled to the U.S.-Mexico border on Wednesday. Many are saying they're unlikely to accept a compromise on border security hashed out by the Senate. So basically, and I watched part of a thing with Mike Johnson and the gang down there on the border, and as they were talking, a family of, looked like four or five, were coming across the river. And they're like, look at how awful this is. Look at how terrible. Look at this lawlessness. Oh, and they were just grasping at pearls and whatever. And then, you know, the family walked up to the Border Patrol agent and said whatever it was they said. And Border Patrol's like, okie dokie, we're going over here. And they walked them over there. Nobody did anything. But basically, when you're claiming asylum, what you have to do is find an American and say, I need to claim asylum. And then the American can say, okie dokie, here you are, because that's the law.
The processing room is right over here on this side of the border. And we'll get you in there and get you, you know, get your hearing arranged and then figure out what to do with you in the meantime.
Yeah, for the most part, this is the same goddamn system we had under Reagan.
Yeah.
So, and probably some of the same people and probably the same manpower numbers. Now, do we need more people on the border?
Ironically, under Reagan, we had the migrant workers policy still in place that they ended.
Yeah, the amnesty.
Yeah, well, you could come in as a migrant worker across, you could go across the border at will as a migrant worker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was Clinton.
I think Clinton killed it. I think he did.
Yeah, I'll look that one up.
To make more jobs for America. And it's like, nobody wanted those jobs. That's why they went to migrant workers, you know.
I did some of those jobs when I was an early teen.
Yeah.
I never ever wanted one. I am physically incapable of picking fucking strawberries. That's all there is to it. I cannot. I can bend over once, and that is me for the rest of the day.
Well, they tried to. The millennials tried to last year, and they gave up halfway during the day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And got like 1/8 of the thing done.
Yeah.
Because they can't do it. I can't do it.
Nope.
I can't even be in a service industry.
No, I am in a service industry.
Mm-mm.
I'm doing retail.
Not doing it.
Yeah. That's all right. I'm schlepping comic books. It's fun.
Asylum seekers come over the border and they need a place to stay. They need work. And there's plenty of farms that need farm hands that don't want to have to pay what they have to pay
Americans.
The rest of us. Yeah, Americans to do it. And they can provide, you know, some form of, you know, shelter for these for these people while they're waiting for their hearing. And it's like, yeah, why not use it? And we should, I think we should restore the migrant workers policy, because I got no issues if people are coming across the border.
Nope.
You know, and they're over going, oh, the fentanyl. And I'm like, how much fentanyl has the Biden administration stopped at the border?
So let's see. So much more than Trump did.
So much more than Trump. Yeah.
In the hundreds of tons more.
Yeah.
And that's you had. Oh, what's her name? Stupid appendix. No. Stefanik.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's out there going, look at all this fentanyl coming in. No, this is fentanyl stopping. At the border.
That's fentanyl that's seized.
Yeah. You guys didn't catch.
Yeah.
You little shits. You know, but I mean, that's really what it is. All right. Look, we're going to take a break. We'll get back on the other side. I got a roundup of stuff. It's not so bad. I'm trying to keep things positive here in 2024 as we run towards the most important election of our lives again.
Again.
I only have so many lives.
Yeah. Yeah.
YOLO.
It's a little nuts. It is a little nuts. All right, we'll be right back.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This week on the world's greatest comic book podcast, we remember Glynis Johns and David Soul. Carrie Burnens was seriously injured in a car accident.
She really was. It's real bad looking, guys. Be careful.
The moving pictures, will Seth MacFarlane bring back the Orville? What could happen with the Warner Brothers Discovery and Paramount merger?
Nothing good.
Who will replace Jonathan Majors as Kang?
Holy Hannah Montana, they've got to know already.
Is it me?
Maybe.
In comics, what is Greg Capullo's secret Marvel power? Is Marvel's greatest evil returning?
Yes.
We review Shazam, Doctor Strange, Spider-Man, and Indigo Children. All that, and is Steven Yeun dropping out? Peace, friend, true believers. It's the world's greatest comic book podcast, available Tuesdays wherever podcasts are found.
Do you guys know how much pirates used to pay to get their ears pierced?
How much?
How much?
A buccaneer. You just reminded me of something. I watched a movie this last week on, I believe it was Netflix, called Love and Monsters. And it's about, basically, there's an asteroid coming towards the planet.
Okay.
And all of the nations with big missiles shoot them at the asteroid. We blow up the asteroid, but then it rains nasty fucking chemicals down on the entire planet, which... Mm-hmm. Causes anything cold-blooded to become gigantic. Yeah.
Fucking lizards.
Yeah, so fucking lizards and bugs and all sorts of goofy shit. You know, there was a really good attack by what the hell are they called? Centipede.
Ew.
A gigantic centipede that was really creepy. But for the most part, the movie's funny as hell. But yeah, anyway, this guy had a girlfriend right before the end happened, and they got separated, and he found her via ham radio and decided to fuck it, since he's the only guy in his bomb shelter colony that's single. He's like, I'm going there. It's 85 miles. I can make it. And then it's his struggles getting there and all of that. And what's his name? Yondu? Michael?
No.
What is Yondu's? No. The actor's name. I can't remember. But he's in it for a few minutes. I mean, it was just a great little movie. But yeah, when you just said cold-blooded, it reminded me that that was one I'd seen and that it was pretty funny. So
Michael Rooker?
Michael Rooker.
Yep.
So if you need something this week, Love and Monsters over on Netflix. It was just a good hour and a half of silly, creepy nonsense.
I like that it has like a you know, like this it's a thing he's got to get done. You know, it's not just I'm going to go see what the world looks like and then get attacked by monsters. It's no, I need to get to this other bomb shelter so I can be with my girlfriend.
Yep.
Yeah.
And things go sideways. It's just fun. It was just a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it very much. So if you get a chance, that's what I was watching other than soccer all week. This would be really great. But, okay, some not so bad news. Joe Biden kicked Uganda out of a trade deal because of their kill the gays law. Last week, Representative Tim Walberg, a Republican of Michigan, praised President Yoweri Museveni and other Ugandan leaders and told them to stand firm against pushback from the rest of the world because of how God's on their side.
Oh, that's nice.
Clearly.
They're not the same God.
Yep. Clearly about the country's notorious kill the gays law. The only thing they're currently facing significant international pressure about that would be in any way involving God. Wahlberg now claims that no one could say he was talking about that particular law, as he didn't mention it specifically by name. He's all, nah-huh, I got you on a technicality, you little fuckers. Yeah. Okay. So the only thing in Uganda that's got international pressure is the Kill the Gays law, you little shit.
But he's like, no, I didn't.
Yeah.
Mm-mm, you don't know what I said.
Nope. But Wahlberg was right about one thing. The United States and this administration will oppose Uganda, not for various reasons, but rather for that very specific reason that they've made it a crime to be gay in their country and even oppose the death penalty in some cases. In a December 29th proclamation, Joe Biden announced that Uganda, along with several other nations, did not qualify as a beneficiary of the African Growth and Opportunity Act. Quote, despite intensive engagement between the United States and Central African Republic, Gabon, Niger, Uganda, these countries have failed to address United States concerns about their noncompliance with the AGOA eligibility criteria. While the nation's horrific 2022 Anti-Homosexuality Act is not specifically mentioned in the proclamation, there's a bunch of people not specifically mentioning things.
Yeah.
Just point at it. Do the work. Biden explicitly cited Uganda's human rights issues as it did not qualify as a beneficiary in an October 30th letter to the leaders of those nations. Quote, I am taking this step because I have determined that the Central African Republic, Gabon, Niger, and Uganda do not meet the eligibility requirements of Section 104 of the AGOA. Specifically, the government of Central African Republic has engaged in gross violations of internationally recognized human rights and is not established or is not making continual progress toward establishing the protection of internationally recognized worker rights, the rule of law, political pluralism. Niger and the government of Gabon have not established and are not making continual progress towards establishing the protection of political pluralism. And the rule of law, finally, the government of Uganda has engaged in gross violations of internationally recognized human rights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This line's pretty good. I am legally obligated to point out here, while we're talking about human rights abuses, that even the Central African Republic has abolished the death penalty while the United States is not. We should find that embarrassing. We absolutely should.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Uganda's just going to have to decide if killing people or throwing them in prison for being gay is a luxury they can afford, or if they would prefer to forego that in favor of economic gains for the nation as a whole.
Hmm.
I have a feeling they will choose unwisely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Because God is on their side.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm going to save that one for last. So the United States is looking at a COVID resurgence as JN1, the new variant, becomes dominant. We're riding another wave of rising COVID-19 infections, holiday gatherings, and a new variant are driving increased transmission. According to the CDC, the wastewater viral activity level for COVID-19 is the highest it's been since the Omicron surge in 2022. At the same time, the new variant called JN1 has become the most dominant strain. It was responsible for about 44% of infections nationwide by mid-December. That sharp rise of about 7% in late November.
My friend has it right now. Her whole family.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I've had it a few times now, and I do not care for it. You know? It's like when you get the flu and you're like, oh, thank God it's the flu. I can just sit here and be fucking miserable for 3 or 4 days. You know, and bosses are like, oh, you only have the flu? You can come to work.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that. The flu. Mm-hmm.
The flu.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, the CDC can't track the actual number of infections, especially since most people either test at home or don't test at all. So experts say wastewater is one of the more accurate warning signs. Basically, they're looking at your poo-poo and your pee-pee, and they're finding out whether or not you got COVID-19 in there.
Hmm.
Somebody went to school for that.
Gross.
Yep.
Yep.
No, it's pretty much the only way they can track it now, because we don't have that CDC thing where you go and get tested and it gets reported up to the CDC and stuff.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, really what it comes down to is it's just like, If you wanted to make money, you should have been a proctologist.
Yeah.
You know?
There you go.
Anyway, asshole joke. Always funny.
I enjoyed my microbiology classes. I just didn't have it in me to become a proctologist. That's yeah. It. So, yeah.
Pretty much. What else do we got here? COVID resurgence, long COVID. Let's see. Where did the long COVID article go? I'm so sorry, you guys. I thought I had my shit together, but apparently I do not. Mm. It's as I'm looking for it. Long COVID is now, they're saying that people with long COVID are finding exercise excruciating to do, mm-hmm. which, you know, going to the gym is a drag, you know, usually just for me, cause it's the time of day. The only time mm-hmm. I have is between 5 a.m. and 7:30 a.m. in the morning
mm-hmm.
and it sucks and I don't like doing it, but I go in and I walk a mile or two. And then I go out, and there's a series of machines that you go through three cycles, you know, and then I don't have to go over with the meatheads, and I don't have to go over with the other people. I don't have to go over with the people that are running sleds, you know. I am basically doing this as a vanity project at this point and do not need to strength gain. I'm plenty strong.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, the new study is showing that people with long COVID are facing more painful workouts due to severe muscle damage, mitochondrial problems, and the presence of microclots in the body.
Yep.
It's nuts. This fucking disease. This is the one I just can't. I don't see a scenario where, especially because of how flippant people are about the health and well-being of their friends and neighbors, their family, their elderly family members, whatever, that this isn't just something that turns into a fucking movie plot.
Yeah.
That this ends up being, you know, a sweeping recrimination of American exceptionalism that's mm-hmm. going to end up killing more millions of people. We should have learned a lesson. We lost more people to COVID than we lost in World War II. We lost more people to COVID than we lost in the Civil War. Americans.
Yep.
You know? And everybody's like, you can't make me wear a fucking mask. I'm too goddamn American to wear a mask.
Can't make me get to breathe. You can't mandate that I get a vaccine. No, I ain't getting no vaccine. You can't tell me what to do.
I have never had a vaccine in my life. I'm not going to get this one. But yep. They all did.
So many people with long COVID feel tired, unwell, and in pain for lengthy periods after exercise. Experts say mm-hmm. they have evidence that the biological changes are to blame, such as severe muscle damage, mitochondrial problems, and the presence of microclots in the body. That's the one that scares the fuck out of me. Mm-hmm. Dr. Rob Woost, author of the study at the Free University of Amsterdam, says it's really confusing that there's something inside the body going wrong with the disease. Long COVID is thought to affect around 2 million people in the UK alone. Obviously, I'm reading this from a UK paper because the United mm-hmm. States papers won't fucking cover it.
though the UK is just as bad as the US when it comes to how they handle. They did do lockdown pretty well, but there were still so many asshats out there just, you know, saying, I'm not going to do it. No.
Like Boris Johnson.
Yeah, exactly.
County archaeologists have recently dated the remains of a Viking ship burial on a small island called Leka and found it to be the oldest one in all of Scandinavia. In fact, it dates back so far, there's a technical question about whether or not we can even call it a Viking ship burial because funerary activities predate the Viking Age, when the term Viking began to be used for a Scandinavian mariner who spent some time traveling and some time raiding. Mm-hmm. Boy, I just know how to pick a fucking article, don't I? The Harlagausen.
Harlagausen?
Skaugen burial mound in Leka is located in an archaeologically rich area called Namdalen. Here, there's a very unusually high concentration of burial mounds, But while most are unsurveyed and unexcavated, Herlotschlagen, oh, that sounds better, has been excavated at three different times. I just think it's super interesting. They found iron nails and other evidence to suggest the mound was the site of a ship burial in which a man was interned around 700 CE, decades before the generally accepted start points of the Viking Age. Furthermore, the ship was very large. Historians often credit boat-building methods developed by the Scandinavians as one of several trends and forces that launched the Viking Age. But here, the appearance of a large seaworthy vessel means that the technology and the will, capabilities, and commercial interests all existed to use it even before the 700 CE date. Geir Gronesby, archaeologist at the University Museum, said this dating is really exciting because it pushes the whole tradition of ship burials quite far back in time. And that's just neat. Neat, neat, neat.
It is neat.
And that is north, north, north. Look at that. It's right there. Namdalen.
Just right
37
there.
37 mounds in that tiny little area. Just off of a couple of fjords there in Norway. It's impressive.
They sure liked their boats.
Yep.
Unterglieben, Glauten, Globen.
Give it to me, baby.
God damn it.
Nice.
It was fun how easily I transitioned from doing Def Leppard to doing, what is it, Outkast?
No. Offspring.
Offspring.
That was Offspring.
Offspring. Yeah. Well, that's the end, gang. Thank you, folks, so much for listening again this week. Wow, aren't you handsome? Aren't you good-looking folks? Look at you, all pretty.
Look at you.
Yep. You know, you're pretty much top of the evolutionary hill listening to The Left Show. But if you ever wanted to know how to get to the top of the tree at the top of Evolutionary Hill, well, that's Patreon. We do Patreon every week that we record over at patreon.com/defenmedia, D-E-F-E-N media. And that's where we do extra news, extra chit-chats, extra, I don't know, secrets sometimes. The naughty stuff. This is where it comes out, is in Patreon. So you can join us over at patreon.com/defenmedia join the gang that's over there now. We use that money to pay for hosting the bandwidth that the show takes up and nothing else, because it falls way short of our actual annual bill. So if you guys can help us out there, that's great. Otherwise, as far as your early year giving, you can pop over to theleftshow.com and just throw a buck or two at us. God knows we need it. I'm about to change hosting companies and I got to pay for the migration. So because you have no idea how fucking big this goddamn website is at this point. It's absurd. But, you know, that would help us out as well. So that's what we're doing now. We're going to go over there. I want to say thanks to Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say thanks to JC. I want to thank you guys for listening. And with that said, let's all go do what the British lady says we should do.
If you've made it this far, you might as well join us on Patreon. Patreon.com/defenmedia. This episode and more always available at www.theleftshow.com.